ហើយយ័ន្តសួស្តីជម្រាបសួរបងប្អូនទាំងអស់គ្នានៅក្នុងសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់នៃព្រះ Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Jim Sok. Jim is my family name and Sok is my name.
Amen.
And you can call me Brother Sok. S O K. C H I M. Jim and S O K. I have my family prayer card at the back. On the table, if you, before you go home, please get one and pray for us. My wife's name, her name is Chan Sok. Chan, her family name. Sok is her name. So we have the same name, Sok Sok. That's very rare, you know, as a male and female have the same name.
Yeah.
That's why I get married her. And I have three kids, three children. David, already get married. And Nati, that's my daughter, already get married, and my youngest is Joseph, and we are all together in the ministry in Cambodia. And just want to say thank you so much to Pastor Siput. Thank you for allowing me to come, and I have been planned for a year before I come, and I worry how to come here. You know, it's not easy for me to come to America as Asian, and it's really, I have to work hard, I have to prove to the immigration that I am right, have a good credit. So American is allowing me to come, and you know that it's unbelievable that the Lord allowed me to come and to be able to stand here and to see to you of what going on in Cambodia.
Amen.
It's about more than how many years, Pastor? 2007, you've been in Cambodia.
Yes, sir, 16.
And 16 years. It's really amazing. It's really how God is working.
Amen.
In Cambodia. And just want to know that you are such a blessing to us. Your heart is for the ministry to other countries. And America is church, especially Baptist church, a local church, independent, fundamental, independent Baptist church.
Right.
You are mission-minded.
Amen.
And you send missionaries to all over the world.
Yes.
And you support missions.
Yes.
Through your efforts and through your gift, through your sacrifice giving, you know, the gospel had been preached around the world.
Amen.
So you are not regret. Amen.
Amen.
I got saved in 1999. I was born in a Buddhist family. Our family devoted to Buddhists. And during 75 years, 75 to 79, we faced a communist regime, we call Pol Pot regime. There are 3 million were killed during that time.
Yes.
3 million people were killed, and Pol Pot tried to kill all Cambodian people and erase the country from the map of the world. That's the purpose of Pol Pot. And my mom was conceived me. And in 1999, after Pol Pot, we still have civil wars. And many Cambodians tried to go out from the country. We were refugees to Thailand. But on the way, my mom was, I was born. She was delivered me on, you know, this way on going to the refugee camp. And then life is very sad and very hard during that time. And many people still die, still hunger and dying during the civil wars after Pol Pot. So I'm one of those child that was born during that time, the hardship, the difficult times. And in fact, my father was abandoned me. I was raised by my mother, and it's very hard, very difficult. We are very poor, and sometimes we don't have food to eat. We just eat once a day. And we had difficulty. We went to a place in Thailand in refugee camp. And they were raised up by the UN that supporting us, giving us foods and support us. And then we were back in 1996 to Cambodia. I was a boy, about 13 years old. 13, something like a very young boy, come back to Cambodia. My mom working she worked in some place like construction workers. And then I really, we were struggling and we were hard. I want to go to school. And there are something that is, something went wrong. That's okay, sir. And in 1999, the missionary come to my province and sharing the gospel.
Amen.
And then I want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
So I really come in and listen, and then I got saved.
Amen.
I know that only the hope is in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And then I decide, after I got saved, I decide to come to the Bible school after a year, because I believe that life is really hard and difficult and nothing. And I don't have any hope anymore in the world. So when I'm a young boy, a young man, I decide to go to the Bible school after I get saved. I surrender my life to the Lord. So I went out from my family. My mom was crying. And then she said, "Why you leave us?" I said, "Now I get saved. And then I just want to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I want to go to the Bible school." She cried. And then we will go. I went from the province to Phnom Penh. And then I found a school.
Amen.
The Fundamental Independent Baptist. And then I have only a pair of shoes and a cloth and the Bible. Then I don't know where is Phnom Penh. So I said, I will go.
Amen.
I get a cell phone number. We go buy a truck. During that time, the road is very bumping and smoke at the back of the truck. And then I said, I go to study the Bible school. I surrender my life to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I want to be a pastor.
Yes.
And then I go and found call to the pastor, to the school. I said, I'm here. I want to study. I don't have money to pay the school. I can work for the school. And then during that time, then he accept me. And then I works for the school and study hard. And then the Lord is calling me in the ministry.
Amen.
From thence. From that year. And then I believe that it's more than 20 years ago. And the Lord preserved us in the ministry. I got married to my wife. She came to a Bible school also. But she got saved because she go to Phnom Penh just to go to the college. She want to be nurse. But when she heard the gospel and she said, I want to serve the Lord also. So
Amen.
She come to the Bible school. That's the way we met each other. And we get married. And then I served the Lord in Phnom Penh. God put us in a place in call, we is a Muslim area, where you went there, 2007. And then we keep on preaching the gospel. Our heart desire is serve the Lord. We are happy, we enjoy to preach the gospel.
Amen.
That's our heart desire. We love the Lord. And then the Lord called me to a place now. No, it's 2016. So we went to a place called Odong. Odong is a center of Buddhists, about just 1 hour from Phnom Penh. It's a center of Buddhists, and there are 100 Buddhist temples. And the Lord put us in the hardest place. And then we have possibility because the Lord gave us a place that we could start ministry there.
Amen.
And we see that the Lord is really working in behalf of our calling. And we are able to establish a ministry in the center of Buddhists.
Amen.
And it's not really easy, it's hard. We have 100 Buddhist temples surrounding, and there is only one Baptist church. Mm-hmm. And we preach the gospel every day, we preach the gospel, and my wife and I, our family, we serve the Lord together full-time in the ministry, and we don't have any supports. We make a business to support our ministry and support our family. And we do believe God provides.
Amen.
And God did provide us in the ministry.
Amen.
So when ministry start to grow, and we need partner in the ministry.
Amen.
That's why I'm here in America. And please pray for me as I travel to the church, especially come here to your church.
Yes.
That you understand the needs. What is ministry going on? What is ministry?
Yes.
And what is missionaries? And although we are not decide to be a a lot of gain or raise a lot of support for our needs, for our ministry, but we need some, we need help, we need partner, whatever amount that the church willing to be partner with us in the ministry, that will be a great help that we can expand more our ministry in Cambodia.
Amen.
Our heart is to reach out the whole province of Kampong Speu. We have about 50,000 population in the province of Kampong Speu. And we are now in Odong district, the center of Buddhists. So pray for us, be able to put a church building and a small church building, and we now extend it at the back for a building that we could start our center.
Amen.
We pray that the Lord will help us to start a center, a Christian center, like a Bible training center, a school for the children, for the Cambodian children, an English school. That will be a big help for us to preach the gospel. Because when you preach the gospel in Cambodia, you preach directly, you preach to them, they're not interesting. They really, because they are very devoted to Buddhists, they don't understand. They will always ask, who is Jesus? We have our religion. Why you come here? We don't need Jesus. So we have a way that we can preach the gospel. So I'm going to show you a video presentation about our ministry. You have a microphone.
In the world today who oppose our Christian faith. They attempt to destroy everything that's holy and control what preachers say. But God still has a few good men who won't bend, won't bow, won't burn. They will fight to the end to defend that faith until the day that the whole
My name is Jim Sok, and I'm married to Chan Sok. The Lord giving us three children, David, Nati, and Joseph. The Lord called me in serving Him full-time ministry. I'm actually the product of Fundamental Independent Baptist Ministry. We are praying that the Lord able to use us to reach our people and to say to them the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord has already given us a ministry in Cambodia. We are praying that we are able to start different churches in all the districts of the province. Has opportunity to see and saturating the gospel to the communities and villages.
Amen.
You can have a part in the ministry that the Lord gave into our hearts by praying for us, support us, and go into Cambodia, have a mission trip, visit us, and partner with us in sharing the blessed hope of the gospel, not only in our city, but in the whole Cambodia. Here in the state and looking for partners in the ministry, pray for us, support us, and also raise some funds for our Grace Center. Thank you so much for your love and prayer and support to our ministry, and someday up in heaven, Cambodian will shake your hand and will tell you thank you for giving to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. Do you understand the video? I really hard to speak English. I hope you understand me. I try to speak slowly because we don't have English school in English language in the school. As you have seen in Cambodia, we speak our language, even our letter is different. Because Cambodian language is, we call Khmer. The Khmer language is, the word is, we call Sanskrit. So all is like even the languages, we were influenced from India, Indian, and then the way how they write is different. We are Sanskrit, Sanskrit. It's not Latin. It's not like the word in English. So I really working hard and study English because I want to know the Bible. So I have a good time when I go to the Bible school because missionary come, pastor come, American come, and preaching and teaching. In fact, I'm one of the translator in the Bible school. I have to learn hard, and I get a benefit, I get a profit from studying English through the Word of God, and then I can more preach in my own language by using English Bible, but we have a Bible, a Cambodian Bible, so I can check it correct or not, so I can check it, the preaching. So it really helped, and I still study more so that I want to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
Strong, amen,
yes,
to my people, and really the sound doctrine to my people in Cambodia.
Yes.
So pray for me as I travel in America, and I hope that I pray that the Lord will be use my life to be a blessing to others.
Amen.
And I believe that, you know, when we serve the Lord, we rejoice.
Amen.
We are happy.
Yes.
And I am 43 years old. I get old. So I have more time. If the Lord give me more, longer to live and to serve Him in my country, we want to preach the gospel and reach more Cambodian people for
yes,
the Lord.
Sir.
I'm Cambodian. I speak my own language.
Sure.
I understand my people. Many times when we go outside, we visit the people, they always ask, who come first? Jesus or Buddha? And if you answer Buddha, correct, because they believe that Buddha come first. And the gospel just come to our country less than, even not 100 years ago, it's just about, 30 years, something like that. But they said 100 years in Cambodia, but not. That is not the exact right that the gospel came to our country 100 years. It's about 30 years, something like that. So they were thinking that Jesus is just only another religion and just come to our country a few years, because the tradition, the cultures, the everything that they try to do is a Buddhist, in the way of Buddhist. So in fact, before their schools, the education is from the Buddhist. So the mindsets from the children, it's already Buddhist, Buddha. And they are very devout to the Buddhists.
Yes, sir.
And they even respect to the monks. Because Buddhists is a monks.
Yep.
There are 1,000 monks, especially in the place that I stay, Odong, the center of Buddhists. And you can see monks just walk on the street, and you can just go up to go on the top of the building. You can see the mountain of Buddha, and this is a Buddhist mountain, and where they put the bone of Buddha in the top of the mountain. They have a small bone and just put place in the jar and put in the big building, beautiful building, and under the building is 1,000 of idols. They have big and small idols, different idols that you have seen in the video. And then there are expensive idol, expensive god, cheap gods. They bought from the place that they, and they put in the, under, and they just worship those idols and the bone of Buddha. And one day they stole the bone. Somebody stole the bone. The thief stole the bone. The thief not interesting to stole the bone, because they thought in that jar is a special, you know, some precious things, valuable things like gold, something like that, and that the thief is stealing that. And just throw the bone and just get all the gold and everything. And the Cambodian crying. They are now that we lose our God. Somebody stole our God. Stole the bone of our God. They try to find that. The bones. And then they found the bone. And then they said, now I found my God. I find the bone of my God. And they put back the bone and they make a big ceremony in the whole country. And they announced that now we found our God. Really. And it's hard, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that's why they asked, who come first? I said, I did not answer the question. I said, who is the Savior? I asking the question back. Who is the Savior?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ or Buddha? And you cannot answer. Because Buddha is not a Savior.
That's right.
Buddhists cannot save you.
Nope.
You are sinners. You are trying to do good things. You believe in reincarnation. You believe in imagination. You believe after you die, you don't know where you go.
Yeah.
You might be reincarnated to a human being if you are good, but if you are not good, you will become animals. You'll become like a dog, you become like cow, you become like any animals, a small or big animals. And if you are good, you are more good, you can become angel. And angel also for a few years, and you will die also. And you are the best, you can become like Buddha. You will be go on the top. That they believe that the soul and spirit is no more. And that's the last piece. That's what they believe. So that's the thing that we are very challenging, and we preach the gospel. If we go to the village, we asking, we tell them about Jesus, and they are interesting, they want to know, we will keep on going again, so that they will understand. It takes about 5 years to one Cambodian understand about the gospel.
Uh-huh.
It really takes time. You have to be patient in preaching the gospel.
Right.
To let them understand, to let them know about the gospel. It really takes time and patience. But we rejoice to do that, we enjoy to do that.
Amen.
We happy to do that, and the Lord gave us people that really understand about the gospel.
Amen.
After a few years, they come back, Pastor, thank you for your patience. You keep coming to teach me the word of God. Now I understand now.
Amen.
That's the way like that. So we're exciting to serve the Lord, to preach the gospel. Our heart decides to reach our own people. Even though difficulty and hardship, struggling sometimes, but you know, God called us to be in the ministry.
Amen.
And we have to follow His calling, and we have to do whatever we can do.
Yes.
And now Cambodia is open for the gospel.
Amen.
Our government said, you can preach the gospel everywhere you can preach. That's our time for us, but we don't know how long.
That's right.
How long it will be. Because if they're happy, they open for us. If they're not happy, they will close anytime. And they always investigate us. They want to know what we are doing. They always want us to report to them what you are doing in the church. So we just tell them we preach the gospel. We see the gospel. We see the word of God to our people. So I want you to open in the Bible, the book of Philippians, chapter 4. I just want to read some verses to you and to encourage you to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And to enjoy in serving the Lord. I just want to let you know you are blessed here in America.
Amen.
You are so blessed. You are so blessed here in America.
Yes.
I'm enjoying to travel in America.
Amen.
I love American. I love country here. But our country is different.
Yes.
It's really totally different. You know, you understand what I mean. You see balut? You see sausage food? We still eat balut. We still those kind like snake, like some croquette, you know, some foods that you see. That's our favorite food. So thank God that you live in a country so blessed.
Amen.
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 You better thank God. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Amen.
Amen.
I like this very much in this verse. It's not a long verse, it's short. But if you read the whole book of Philippians, that's the meaning of that rejoice.
Yes.
And then in the time that Apostle Paul is in the prison, but he can say, "I rejoice in the Lord."
Amen.
No matter what happened to us, in every circumstances in our lives, as a believers, we have to be rejoiced. And we have the choice because we are the believers. We are born again.
Amen.
And the unbeliever, they try to ask a lot of questions. They ask, what does it take to be happy? What does it take to be rejoiced? And you know, the world is not satisfied what they have. There is no rejoice in their lives. Because they don't have experience like us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So you have to be happy.
Amen.
I can still smile. Even I don't know where is Pastor Ferry Separate Church. So I have to come. It's very far. I thought America is small. America is big.
Amen.
Sometimes I have to sleep on the way. Because I get so tired, travel a long way. But I have to go.
Amen.
Because my heart is rejoiced.
Amen.
Rejoice to come see you. Rejoice to see the burden in my heart. To tell you that I love my people.
Amen.
I call by the Lord also as a Cambodian.
Yes.
To preach the gospel to reach my own people. And then I will die for my people.
Amen.
Many people asking me when I hear in America, what do you think America? I said, beautiful. And people are very welcome. People are very friendly. Church are very friendly. And they love to hear our story in Cambodia.
Amen.
What is going on? And then I said to him, you are like the angel to us in Cambodia. You are like the angel. Amen?
Amen.
But it's not in the Bible. But you're really kind, my friend. You're really kind to us. You're really kind to me. That's a blessing.
Amen.
And, you know, I just want to let you know that in order to rejoice in the heart, no matter what we have, what we don't have in our lives, but as long as we have our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, that is the secret that the joy come from.
Amen.
And I believe that this keeps us to serve the Lord. Because many times we feel discouraged, we feel exhausted, we feel difficulties. Sometimes we feel that we want to quit. But when we look back to the amazing grace how God did to our lives,
Amen.
We rejoice.
Yes, sir.
We still can keep going.
Amen.
And I still thinking about my life, how God preserved me. How God called me in the ministry. How God provide our needs in the ministry. How can I raise 3 children? And how can I have the family? You know why? It's not the mercy of God, the grace of God.
Right.
We cannot do it. We cannot do it. If not the grace of God preserved me for 20 years, more than 20 years, I'm not in the ministry. Because so much attractives around you. A lot of things going on. The world is changed. I can look to other things than serve the Lord. But I talked to my family, I said to my wife, in our family, since we were married, the first day we married, we said to each other, said, we put God first.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
We serve the Lord.
Yep.
And then we start to get the children. We raise up, we get our first baby, second baby, third baby, child. And then we influence to our children, we said, I said all the way to my son, you put God first.
Right.
Our family put God first.
Yep.
We serve the Lord. We come to a place, a stranger to the people there. They never know who I am. They never know. I tell them I'm a pastor. What does pastor mean?
Yeah.
What does church mean?
Yeah.
Who is Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Why you come here? Why you preach another religion? I have my own religion. I don't need Jesus. I said, that's all. That's fine. You can just try to hear me. I just preach about Jesus, who is a savior. You are sinners.
Yep.
If you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will have hope.
Right.
You will know where you go after you die.
Yep.
You will not be imagination in your religion. Right. You will not die, become animals. You will not go to hell. In fact, the Bible said you are sinners. You will go to hell after you die. You cannot be reincarnated to some things.
Nope.
It's just like you believe. But it's not. You will go to hell without Jesus. And then they start to look at me. And then they ask a lot of questions. I said, you ask every question. I can answer you because I have the Bible. You ask me who is the real God. Who is the God, the creator of the universe. You go to my Bible. You can see. Who is the God of the creator. Because they believe God is just like something. Just like somewhere, just like things that if they can trust a person as God, they can also, their parent can be God, can be gods, and yep. They have different idols, they have different altars in their home, they have different God in their house. That's what they believe.
Right.
And that's their gods. They cannot understand the definition of God.
Right.
But when you preach about the God of the creator of the universe, the creator of everything, they start too interesting. They said, I want to know who is God.
Amen.
And God to the Cambodian, just simple. You see, you have to explain about God to let them believe in their heart and their mind.
Right.
About who is God. It's already hard.
Yep.
But I do believe that the power of the gospel will set them aside.
Amen.
We let them understand who is God.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit working in their hearts. Our job is to preach what is the truth in the Bible, the Word
Amen.
Of God. Just keep on doing the works that the Lord giving to us. And then they start to understand. My children, when they go to school, they don't like them. Because they said, you have different religion.
Yeah.
But when time come, years and years, they see our lives difference as a believers. They start to interest in us. They start to look at us. They start, they are Christian. They are different from us. In fact, we are different.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your preaching this morning. We live a different life.
Yes, sir.
In a Buddhist society.
Yep.
We are the believers. And that is our ways, our testimony.
Yep.
To let them see how a born-again Christians, a believers.
Yes, sir.
And we can preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
We can even testify them the difference between our lives and to the unbelievers. And for the Cambodian people, they are not easy to trust somebody because of the history. You know, in 1975 to 79, 3 million people got killed because even the family, the son killed the father. The father killed the son. The influence, the philosophy of the Pol Pot, he said, don't trust everybody,
right.
Even in your family. Do not trust them. You have to trust only the communists. You have to trust only Pol Pot. Whatever he said, you follow, you do. You know how the people can influence, even in the crazy things. And then they kill each other, they kill the family, they report whatever happened in the family,
right,
to the government, and they kill each other. The son killed the father. The father killed the son, killed the whole family. That's why there's a lot of mass, a lot of killing fields in everywhere in the country. And they don't trust. For the old generation, the old people, when you go and preaching the gospel, very hard.
Right.
But there are several, there are some of the old people get saved in the church, you can see in the baptism. They get saved. Because my work is just keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Tell you what is the truth. So I give you some verses. I know that you understand me what I say. So I'll just go in some verse here in the Bible, in verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of man had for us again. We in ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. You know, this really that even we serve the Lord, we have to be rejoiced.
Yes.
And I have been saying this to some friends and some church. I said to be a missionary is not easy. I start to learn how to travel and visit church and to see our ministry. You know, we understand the needs. But when God calls us in the ministry, He will provide our needs.
Amen.
And then He will work in the hearts of our believers, a church, a believer, Christians, that willing to be partner, to be a help, a part in the ministry. That's why Apostle Paul said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly. And he said, this is a church that always care about him. Amen?
Amen.
A church that always pray for him. And not even that, the church that is care about him. And what here is the Bible said that in verse 11 said, not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. That is the experience that the man of God that have to be understand to us as the minister or missionaries that the Lord called us in the mission fields. But when truly we believe in the calling of God, and we serve the Lord by faith, and God provides.
Amen.
That's why I believe that. But the next step, the reason why I come to America, it is the things that the Lord put in my heart, that if I be able to see to you what happened in the ministry, and say to you about the ministry, and I want to expand more ministry bigger, and I need a partner in the ministry. That way will be more works. The gospel can be preached more.
Right.
Because of your help. But I am content what I have.
Amen.
I'm satisfied.
Amen.
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 I'm blessed.
Yes.
To be here. When I serve God in the mission fields, the Lord always provides.
Amen.
Not a lot, not much, but we can do the ministry.
Yes.
But if the Lord gives us more opportunity to help our people, to preach the gospel more, and to let you understand that being involved in the mission, giving, it's a blessing.
Right.
No matter the circumstances or situation, what is going on now, here. You might think about financial problems, works, business, heart. You still can give.
Amen. Again.
Because it is a rejoice.
Amen.
It is from the heart. It is willing, the willingness, happy, want to be part, want to be involved. Amen?
Amen.
So I take my first step to serve the Lord first. I want to come to America. I want to raise support. 2007, you've been in America. We are very hard. We need help. But I'm not able to do it. But still I can serve the Lord.
Amen.
Because God called me.
Right.
And God knows what I need.
Yes, right.
And the Lord is good. God is good.
Amen.
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 So I'm here. Again, I can see you. I can see how you love the Lord.
Amen.
And pray for us.
Yes.
So, something thought in my heart, I just want to get out and let you understand that the experience that I face, how I serve the Lord, and how hard. In verse 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound, AVV, and in all things I have instructed both how to be full and how to be hungry, both how to be abound and to suffer need. That is a missionary life.
Right.
Amen? We are not living in the society that we have everything. In Cambodia, especially in our country. If we have $25 a month, if you will just see us $25 support a month, we have 100,000 reals in real in Cambodian money. Because $1 is 4,000 real. $1 is 4,000 real. I can eat one meal, only $2 foods. If I go outside in the restaurant, $2, $3. So we can survive.
Amen.
Amen? And said, we know. We know what to do in the ministry. We know.
Amen.
We know how to be a man, we know how to be a best.
Yes.
We sacrifice. And he said, why we can do it? Why we can do it? In verse 13 said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
It is the Lord. Give us strength to do it. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Amen?
Amen.
And yet, the church in Philippi, they understand the needs of Apostle Paul. During the times of famine, they have a problems. They cannot, because no rain, they have a problem. And Apostle Paul said, they were sent to him the gift when he is in the mission fields. In fact, they sent a man in the book of Philippians chapter 2, his name is Epaphroditus, just to carry the gift.
Right.
You know how they decide? There is no bank during that time. If they want to give to someone, a missionary, they want to support missionary, they want to be a help to a missionary, they have to send somebody that the church trusts,
right,
the gift, and he have to carry. You know his name, what his name? Epaphroditus. And then he carried the gift. He go to the ship. And then the Bible said many days he had to travel. And then the Bible said he got sick just to carry the gift to give the Apostle Paul. That's why Apostle Paul sent the letter to the church through him to Epaphroditus and said, thank you for the church.
Amen.
I am rejoiced in the Lord. No church communicate with me. Only you. The Philippines. You give once to my necessity.
Right.
When I'm in Macedonia. And you always give during the time of troubles, hardship.
Right.
You are in a deep poverty.
Yep.
But you can do that.
Amen.
How much more is America? You have more.
Yep.
You're not a poor country. You are a rich country. God bless you so much.
Amen.
You have a bright future.
Yes.
Here, America. Look the country, other country around the world, especially Cambodia. How we are in the difficulties and hardship.
Yes, sir.
You have job. You have money. You have resources. You have everything.
Amen.
You have good education for your children, next generation. Mm-hmm. You are blessed.
Amen.
You have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you give to the Lord just a small amount, that you left, you think that you can just give, that will be a big help for the ministry in the mission fields. Think about that.
Amen.
I did not come here to ask you for money. Just to be honest. But I want you to be a blessing.
Amen.
Give to the Lord.
Yes.
For the missions. And the Lord going to reward you more. The church in the Philippines, they are in a deep poverty. How they can give? How they can, you know what wonder how they can still give? They can still see things. They can give. Because it's from the heart.
That's right.
Amen.
Because they rejoice.
Yep.
In the Lord.
Amen.
In the deep poverty.
Yes, sir.
We are not in that situation in America. You have to understand that. You are not in that situation. That's why I said, you are blessed.
Amen.
If I born in America, I'm blessed. I'm very proud. If I born here. But you know, I'm Cambodian. I also proud for my country.
Sure.
Because I believe that the gospel can change my country.
Amen.
The gospel can change the future of our country.
Amen.
Our next generation. Preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
When they hear the gospel, when they heard the gospel, it can change their lives.
Right.
And change the future.
Yes.
Even the whole country. In the last verse, the Bible said, in verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's my conclusion. God can provide you the needs to give.
Amen.
Give. Because God is providing the resource, the needs. You can give.
Amen.
Even in a deep poverty. But America is not in that case. You understand what I say?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's not. God bless you so much.
Amen.
Abundant blessing. A country that have everything. Just be more faithful to the Lord. And be grateful for what you have.
Amen.
And serve the Lord faithfully. Stand for your faith. And God will revive you again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You will love missions. You will give to the Lord. Your heart will be more exciting to serve the Lord. Reach your own people.
Yes.
Because we do believe that God still works in the hearts of people.
Amen.
Everywhere in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Do not think that, oh, it's hard, people, it's hard to reach, very hard to preach the gospel. They don't believe because of a lot of socialism, a lot of things happen. This is a hungry soul.
Yes, sir.
A people no hope, everywhere. They need you. They need you,
yes,
to preach the gospel to them. So, Pastor, thank you so much for tonight. Pray for me. And as I travel here, pray for me as I see my burden to churches and the Lord understand our needs and the ministry in Cambodia. Thank you for your prayer and put us in your prayer. Include us in your prayer. One in your prayer, Cambodian ministry in Cambodia. Brother Chim Sok. Amen?
Amen.
And pray for us. Thank you, Pastor.